What kinds of wire?
Galvanized wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the kind that twisted wire that...
Barbed wire.
Huh?
Barbed wire.
Uh-huh. Say if you were setting up a fence nowadays, you'd have to dig holes for the...
posters and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to dig your holes, set your posters and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then you'd nail the wire to each...
each post, yes.
Uh-huh. What would people use to carry water in?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Buckets.
What's a bucket made out of?
Well, you used to have wooden buckets.
Uh-huh.
You used to carry wooden buckets. Yeah.
What would people milk in?
They'd milk in a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Was it wooden?
I generally use a tin bucket or something, you know, for milk and things. Wooden buckets you always use, you know, for drinking water and things and all like that there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They use a tin bucket to milk in.
What did you call the thing you'd carry food out to the hogs in?
Slop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You carry that out in the slop?
You carry it out in the bucket or anything you want to carry it out in.
Uh-huh.
And feed them in the trough.
Mm-hmm.
Feed hogs in the trough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you had several of those, say three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Three or four buckets?
Or the long things, three or four.
Three or four troughs.
Uh-huh. What would people fry eggs in?
Hmm?
What would people fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house.
The what?
If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a...
flower, you have to put a flower box in there.
Uh-huh.
Keep them in if you want to keep them in the house.
Uh-huh. What do you call
growing.
Huh?
They're growing. You mean the flowers growing and things and keep them in the house?
Uh-huh.
A flower box.
What about if you cut them? Like that thing that those flowers are in?
Vases.
Okay. And you set the table next to each plate for the person to eat with. You'd give everybody a...
Do y'all take gas stove?
My fork spoon.
Okay. And say if there were three people at the table, you set out three forks and three...
three spoons, three knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go...
wash them.
And after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she...
got drum.
Or to get the suds off,
mm-hmm.
she...
Wrench them.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them, you call that the...
wash rag.
What about when you're drying...
a dish rag, I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you're drying them?
Dry rag.
And to bathe your face with, you have a...
wash rag.
And to dry yourself.
Towel.
What?
Towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
funnel.
And something that flour used to come in, say if you bought it...
a what?
Something that flour would come in.
Flour.
A big...